I'm always amazed at the workings of the enemy, but I trust the enemy to be the enemy, because that's what he is. He's the enemy, Diablo, I believe. He's that person who opposes, who does everything in his power to stop us, to block us, to hinder us, so that we don't reach the place that God has called us to reach into. But the devil is a liar. He's always trying to stop us from praying, always trying to stop us to get to the place that God has called us to walk in. But again, no weapon, Isaiah 54:17, formed against you shall be able to prosper. Pastor Butler, just give us 10 minutes, and then I'm ready to beat down the enemy. So give us 10 minutes, if you can, Pastor Butler, if you're here, give us 10 minutes. Sir. And then straight from there, I'll go into our prayer points.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Pastor. Grace be unto you, and peace be multiplied. Good morning, family. We love the Lord. We thank God for every one of you. Let's go before His Majesty, amen, and worship, amen. As I got up this morning, I just entered into His gates with thanksgiving and came before Him with praise. And I'm thankful unto Him. And the scripture says, and we should bless His name. Then it told us why to do it. Why? Because the Lord, He is good. Hallelujah. Let's bless Him. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless You. We thank You this morning. We enter into Your gates with thanksgiving. We come into Your courts with praise. We are thankful unto You, and we bless Your holy, adorable, and righteous name. For You are good, and Your mercy endure forever. You told us to come before You, Lord Jesus, with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto You with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So, Father, we come this morning, Lord, clapping our hands, stomping our feet, Lord, opening our mouth and letting the high praise of God be in our mouth as a two-edged sword. Hallelujah. We give You the glory, Father, because You told us to come and worship at the King's feet. So, Lord, we acknowledge that You are King Supreme, King Eternal, King Immortal, and Invisible. You, yea, You're the only wise God, our Savior, to whom be honor, might, power, majesty, and dominion. It belonged to Thee. Father, You have saved us with Your own right hand. You stretched forth Your own right hand and brought salvation to us, and for that, we are eternally grateful. We thank You this morning, Lord, for being in the land of the living. Yes, Lord, the dead does not praise You, neither does any that go down to the silence. But You said, while we yet have our being, we should praise You. And Father, we do. We lift You. We exalt You, O King, our Lord, our Savior, Your Majesty, He that sits, amen, bless God, on the stool. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Of the earth. Thank You, Father. We glorify You and worship at Your footstool, for You indeed are holy. God, You told us to make a joyful noise. Ha! Shanda Bahai. Hallelujah. Unto You. To serve You with gladness. Father, we know that You are Lord. Hallelujah. It is You that is God. Hallelujah. Glory to Your name, Majesty. Hallelujah. We are not ourselves. We are Your people and the sheep of Your pasture. Therefore, we enter into Your gates with thanksgiving. We come into Your courts with a praise. And we are thankful unto You, and we bless Your name. God, because from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God, and Your mercy. Ha ha. Woo, glory. Thank You. Your mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Your truths unto all generations. Great is Your faithfulness unto us. So therefore, God, hallelujah, we sing with the Lord Jesus Christ, song of praise. We clap our hands, hallelujah, with Lord Jesus Christ, invigorated, exuberated, and motivated, Lord Jesus, enthusiasm this morning. Father, we wake this morning with an air of expectation and anticipation for great things to happen this morning. Father, thank You. We want to stop and thank You. Thank You for a desire to pray. Thank You for a mind to pray. Thank You for, Lord Jesus Christ, a place and a platform to pray. Thank You for putting a posture of prayer. We thank You this morning Lord Jesus Christ, for the activities of our limbs. Thank you this morning, Father, that you've given us, Lord, even a desire and a drive, a motivation and a hunger. Hallelujah, to seek you while you may be found and call upon your name. Yes, 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 while you're yet near. Father, this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our sight. Glory, let the people praise you then this morning, Father. Woo! Let all the people praise you from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Your name is to be praised, Father. Once have we heard, twice have it been spoken. Power belongs to you. Power belongs to you. Through you, we do valiantly, Master. Through you, we run through every troop and we leap over every wall. We want to stop for the next few minutes and just thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the great things that you've done for us, wherein we are glad. Thank you that you hear our prayer. Hallelujah, when we cry unto you. We thank you, Lord God, that you do not hide your face from us, but rather, Lord, you have inclined your ear unto our cry, and you've met needs upon this prayer line, Father. You've touched the heart, the mind. You've invaded, Lord Jesus, the enemy's territory by using us as vehicles and vessels. Thank you, Father, for the word that you've been giving, the man of God to show us that we've been deputized. Hallelujah, to enforce the laws that you give. Father, thank you, Lord, that, Lord Jesus Christ, this privilege, hallelujah, is, Lord Jesus, the inheritance of the saints. Hallelujah. And you have made us, Lord Jesus Christ, to be kings and priests of you and your Christ. We thank you this morning that you raised us, Lord, from the perils of darkness. Hallelujah. From the thickets, Lord Jesus Christ, of sin, and from the Lord Jesus Christ plot of the enemy. And you've set us, hallelujah, far above those things. For we're set in high places with Christ, hallelujah, at his right hand in heavenly places. Thank you. Woo, glory to God this morning. Lord, we are thankful. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our family members. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for those that you have, God, put connected to us. Hallelujah, by relationships and divine connections. We thank you for our shepherd, our leader. Hallelujah, the overseer and the keeper of the gate, Brian Carn Jr. Thank you for his tenacity. And thank you this morning, Father, for his love for your people. Father, that he would not, Lord, sit back passively and allow us to be, Lord Jesus, nonchalant, negligent, hallelujah, and walk with spiritual apathy to the point to where we are, Lord Jesus, downright, hallelujah, ineffective. Thank you. Glory to God for the church that you have made triumphant. Thank you for the people of God that we draw strength one from another. Oh God, for every CCIF pastor, for KCC Charlotte, KCC Houston, we thank you for KCC, Lord Jesus Christ, Jacksonville. Thank you for all those that's under this umbrella of anointing by means of social media and by means of online connection. Hallelujah. Thank you for those that are committed and not just involved. God, so therefore, we have an expectation and an anticipation, Master, that you're going to do the supernatural things that are unparalleled and unprecedented in our life. And we give you glory and we give you praise. We will bless you, therefore, God, at all times. And that for that, your praise shall continually be in our mouth. Hallelujah. We will bless the name of the Lord because your name is holy. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Forget not all your benefits. Hallelujah. For you forgiveth all our iniquities this morning. You healeth all our diseases. Thank you to Marshall. Woo, glory, 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 glory. You redeemeth our life from destruction. Hallelujah. You crown us with loving kindness and tender mercies, Master. Oh God, hallelujah. You satisfy our mouth with good
things so that our youth is renewed as the eagle. Oh, God, you even execute righteousness and judgment, hallelujah, for all that are oppressed. You are a good God. You are a mighty, awesome wonder. You are matchless in your ways. You are exalted above all the earth. Oh, God, who is this King of glory? My God, this is the Lord strong and mighty. Hallelujah. You're the Lord mighty in battle. And for this cause, we praise you. Hallelujah. We stand on our watch to see, Lord, what you would say unto us this morning. Speak, Lord, for thy servants. We gather together and hear. Father, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah, because thine it was, and it is, and it shall be. Now unto you, Master, the King eternal, immortal, and invisible, be glorified in the matchless name of his majesty, our Savior, Jesus, the blessed Christ. Hallelujah. Pastor.
Amen. Now we know why we pray. We know why we pray. You that are on here. And sometimes I know some of you may believe that I'm being redundant, even a bit repetitious. But the only reason I'm talking is because I understand that I believe that every time we get on here, somebody new is on here. We receive word from the Lord not to miss one night of prayer, not one day, not one night. And I'm saying that again, and I appreciate you pushing your way to get on here and to pray and intercede. I appreciate you doing that. Because I understand that things are changing and shifting on your behalf. But by divine revelation and insight, we know why we pray. Why do we pray? Because God can do nothing on earth until somebody prays. We understand the rules of engagement. We understand how God works. Yes, God is in control. Yes, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. That is absolutely correct. But God gave dominion to man, and Adam gave dominion to the devil. That's why the devil is the prince of the power of the air, and he is the god of this world. We are operating in enemy's territory. We are fighting a demon. We are fighting a principality and a power. We are fighting strongholds. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but principalities, power, spiritual wickedness in high places, the rulers of darkness of this world. God has commanded us in 1 Thessalonians that we are to pray without ceasing. Why? Because there's a war going on. Yes, there is a war going on. And we got to be sober and we got to be vigilant because we are facing an adversary. We are facing someone and facing not just something, but someone whose whole desire is to see to it that we never reach the place that God has called us to reach. That's why we have to be intentional in our prayer. That's why we pray every morning. That's why we get up and intercede and pray and fight the good fight of faith. That's why we push, we war. Why? Because there's a war going on. And I told somebody the other day that was going through something in their body. I said, whenever you're in a fight, you don't ball up in no fetal position. Amen. The person who ball up in the fetal position and gave up and ready to just take the licks. I ain't taking no licks from the devil. I'm sick of him. I'm sick of the way he's attacking the church. I'm sick of the way he's coming against the body of Christ. I'm sick of the way he's attacking our children, our families. I'm sick of how he's hindered you from walking in the place that God has called you to walk in. And you ought to be sick of it. You ought to be mad. You ought to be angry. You listen? You ought to be angry when he attacks your friends and attack your family, your mama, your daddy, your sister. You ought to be angry. You ought to get mad. All right? You ought to, I'm talking about every fibre of your being. Ought to be upset because you're sick of the enemy and what he's doing. You're sick of his plan. You're sick of his agenda. You're sick of what he's doing in the nighttime. You have to get angry, all right? Be angry with how he's attacking your father. Be angry with how he's attacking your mother. Be angry with how he's attacking your children and your grandmothers and grandfathers. your finances. You have to be angry. And if you don't get angry, nobody's going to get angry for you. Nobody's going to get upset for you. We are praying this morning for the divine release of the favor of God. We need favor. We need favor. We need favor in every area of our life. We need to see the manifestation of God's favor. You can use Matthew 7:7 if you want as a prayer point. You can use Psalm 24 as a prayer point. You can use Psalm 46 as a prayer point. But we're getting ready to pray for the favor of God. Favor in business. Favor in finance. Favor with doctors and lawyers. We're praying for divine favor. Lift your hands and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be divine breakthrough in every transaction. In the name of Jesus. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I think, open your mouth and pray. I said, open your mouth and pray. Stop that lazy stuff. Come on, let's intercede. I feel the pull in the spirit, but I need you to open your mouth and begin to intercede and pray right now. Pray for divine braver. Hey, Baba Shata. Pray for divine insight. Come on, pray for it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you hear us when we pray. And I thank you for divine breakthrough in every transaction in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that the spirit of favor is on all that relates to the work of my hand. Let the favor of God work on me as I work to build your house, as I do that everything you've called us to do. Father, I thank you that the spirit of favor is resting upon KCC and whatever we put our hands to do. Father, I ask for the release. And I command the release of all prosperity on my life, on the life of my pastor, on the life of KCC, on the life of the members, God, everywhere, all members everywhere, not just the ones in KCC. Lord, you told me the other day to stop just praying for KCC Charlotte, Jacksonville, and Houston, but pray for the online members. Father, all members that are connected to KCC, I thank you for prosperity being released in their life. I thank you that you are blessing the work of their hands and whatever they put their hands to do, the work of my children's hand, the work of my father's hand, the work of my sister's hand, the work of my mother's hand, the work of my family hand. I come against every demonic hindrance. I break every demonic hindrance that is sent to stop my financial breakthrough. I command every demonic hindrance to be paralyzed in the name of Jesus. Every demonic hindrance that came to stop the work, that came to hinder the plan of God, I command every demonic hindrance to be paralyzed. I command the workmen to be shut down. I command the workmen to be delayed. I command every demonic workman to be distracted, to be denied. I command them to be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. I come against every spirit, every plan of distraction, every plan of distraction, every plan of distraction. Every individual, everything that has been sent to distract me. Hey, God, I will not be distracted by the spirit of offense. I will not be uprooted by the spirit of offense. I will not make decisions by the spirit of offense. You said in your word to acknowledge you in all of our ways, and that we are, that you would direct our path. Father, in Jesus' name, the hour is too crucial. The hour is too serious to be making our own decisions based on our feelings, based on what we feel, based on what we want to do. We don't belong to ourselves. We belong to you. And because I belong to you, Father, in Jesus' name, may I not move out of place. May I plant myself where I'm supposed to be. For you said that the tree that is planted is the one that brings up this fruit in every season. I break every cycle of failure. I break every cycle of setback. I break every cycle of non-accomplishment. I break every cycle of non-achievement. I command it to be broken in the name of Jesus. I break every cycle of failure. I break it over my son. I break it over my wife. I break it over my husband. I break it over my son and daughter. I break the cycle of failure over KCC. I break the cycle of failure over my business, over my ministry,
over the work of my hand, the cycle of non-accomplishment, be broken in the name of Jesus. I thank you that it's broken. May the work of my hands be shielded. May the work of my hands be protected and hidden from all evil observers, those who are watching undercover. May my work be hidden. I blind every monitoring spirit with the blood of Jesus. I ground every spirit of Sembalid and Tobiah by the flaming sword of Jehovah. Let them be exposed. Every Sembalid and Tobiah, let them be exposed. Every individual who is working secretly with the conspiracy against my life, against KCC, against my children, against America, against China, against the nations of the earth, may the plans of the enemy be exposed. I take authority over every spiritual blessing. I put a stake in the ground and declare that every blessing that has been stolen, that has been stored in satanic banks, every blessing that has been put in a satanic storage, every blessing that has been put in satanic escrow, be put on hold by Shanda Monday. I locate it now. I locate it now. Oh, come on, pray. Oh, come on, pray. Oh, by Shata. Yetabal Shekamonda. I locate it now, and I declare full restoration. I declare full restoration of every blessing, every ancient blessing that belonged to my forefathers. In the name of Jesus, I declare that everything that was robbed from my grandmother, that was robbed from my great-grandmother and great-grandfather, I declare that every blessing that is in a satanic banker, I command you to give it up now. I command you to give it up now. I command a full recovery and a full restoration in the name of Jesus. Every issue, every problem, every hindrance that kept me out of place, that stopped me from being in the place of favor, in the name of Jesus, reveal it, reveal it, reveal it, reveal it. Every issue, every problem that caused me to be out of place, every problem that caused me to miss my hour of favor, every problem that caused me to miss my place of favor, be revealed. Show it to me. Show me the workings of the enemy. Show me the undercover hand of the enemy. Lift your voice, saint, and begin to pray. Pray, pray. I thank you that men and women are going out of their way to be a blessing to me. I thank you that men and women are going out of their way to be a blessing to KCC Charlotte, KCC Jacksonville, KCC Houston. I thank you that all of the online members, men are going out of their way to be a blessing to them. Everyone connected, everyone on this phone, at home and abroad, domestic and foreign, I thank you that right now people are going out of their way to be a blessing to us. I thank you, and I command phone calls with good news. I command phone calls. I command emails. I command letters. Hey, Shababa, Yendelebe Koto. Open your mouth and declare that people are going out of their way to be a blessing to you, to be a blessing to your children, to be a blessing to your business, to be a blessing to your pastor, to be a blessing to your family. Command it, decree it. Let the lot of the wicked, the lot of the wicked fall on us in the name of Jesus. Show me what to do. Show me how to do it so that there'll be no wicked transactions. Nullify the plan of the enemy. Nullify what the devil is doing. I thank you for divine favor. I thank you that the favor of God is being opened unto me everywhere I go concerning the work of my hand. I thank you for unusual opportunities and unusual favor. I thank you for uncommon favor. I command favor in business, favor in ministry, favor in finance, favor with business and leaders, favor with governors, favor with politicians. Father, in the name of Jesus, I will not move out of place. I will not miss my hour of blessing. I am too far gone to be making decisions in my flesh. I am too old to be moving according to my flesh. Father, I thank you that I'm staying in the divine protocol. I'm staying in order so that I don't miss what you planned for me. Hey, 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 Shanta, hey. My life is not my own. I've been bought with a price. I command divine favor. I decree divine favor, and it shall be even as I have spoken in the name of Jesus. Hey, my soul. My God, favor is going to run you down today. Favor is going to run you down today. Favor is going to run you down today. Are you listening to me? All right, 2 Samuel 15. Absalom turned on his daddy. All right? But he used Ahithophel. It was a conspiracy, and you have to listen to me. I keep telling you all this. You have to listen. And hear me by the Spirit of grace, all right? You always have to remember, whenever there is a certain place or a certain thing where you are always experiencing warfare, you must understand that it's demonic concentration. You must understand that there's a conspiracy going on to get you out of place. There's a conspiracy against your son. There's a conspiracy against your daughter. There's a conspiracy against your church. There's a conspiracy against your job. And you got to recognize, if you were in the wrong place, you would not be under such warfare. If that son was not powerful, or that daughter didn't have a great call in their life, you would not be under such warfare. Do you understand that? I understand that the reason the devil fights me in every area of my life, and I'm always very transparent, but he fights me in every area of my life. He fights me in relationship. He fights me in friendship. He fights me in my flesh. He fights me in my mind. The reason the enemy fights me in every area of my life is because the enemy knows that me in my fullest place, in my best place, in my healthiest place is a threat to him. Me in my most powerful place is dangerous to him. So what is his job? To come up with conspiracies. What is his job? To do everything in his power to never let me have the right people around me, to never let me have the right relationship, to always let there be a stronghold and attacking my flesh and attacking my mind and attacking my body and attacking my health and attacking finances. His job is to always keep there being a problem. Listen to me. There was a man of God by the name of Larry Lee. He was strong in prayer years ago. Some of you may remember him. He was very strong in prayer. This man had millions of intercessors, millions of intercessors. But one day, his ministry all of a sudden shut down. And what's powerful is that it was not done by a scandal. It was not done by a moral issue. But all of a sudden, his ministry broke down. And y'all got to understand, the enemy is always coming after ministries that push prayer. If you push prayer, the devil's going to attack you. If you push intercession, the enemy's going to fight you because you are teaching the body of Christ how to engage the spirit realm. You are teaching them legalities and technicalities. You are showing them how to enforce the plan of God in the earth. So the devil's job is to war and to fight. I don't know nobody who has a prayer ministry who does not experience genuine warfare. Because you are teaching people how to engage the powers of darkness and how to cause heaven and earth to move on their behalf. Larry Lee had this great prayer ministry. But what happened was, not only was he praying and people praying, he had 500 intercessors who prayed for him daily. That was their only assignment, either the 500 or 50. Their only assignment was praying for him.
And that's another thing I'm saying to you that are on KCC that are connected. Yes, we need prayer for other things, but there need to be people assigned to KCC that only assignment is to pray for the pastor, period, nothing else. That's your life. That's your dedication. That's your assignment, all right? He had people that only assignment was to pray for him. Well, guess what? The enemy could not attack him because of the prayer. There was a wall around him. There was a shield around him. But guess what the devil did? The head leader of that prayer, guess what they did? Mande, berebe kundala bashata. The head leader of that prayer end up getting caught up in an adulterous relationship. And when they got caught up in an immoral issue, it caused things to fall in that whole prayer group, and then scandal hit Larry Lee. He didn't hit Larry Lee. He hit the prayer warrior. And when the prayer warrior got attacked, it affected Larry Lee. You got to understand the power of prayer and the things that you can counterattack. I'm telling you that that was a conspiracy. 9-1-1 was a conspiracy. World War II is a conspiracy. And there's a conspiracy against you. But raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I counter any conspiracy against my life. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that every conspiracy that is being cooked in a pot against my life, every conspiracy that is being botched in the womb of the enemy, in a satanic womb, in a satanic NICU, in a satanic incubator, where concerning my children, concerning my life, concerning the nation, concerning my family, in the name of Jesus, every conspiracy in KCC, every conspiracy in Florida, every conspiracy in the United States of America, in my house, every conspiracy in the social scenes, in the political scenes, in the financial scene, I declare that every conspiracy shall not stand. I break it. I cancel it. I render it powerless and to no avail. It shall not stand, neither will it come to pass. Every conspiracy against my legacy, every conspiracy against my future, every conspiracy against my name, against the nations of the earth, against America, against my God, against the church, may every conspiracy fail. By the word, I declare that it shall not stand, neither will it come to pass. No conspiracy within my gates, no conspiracy without my gates. It will not stand. I break it. I cancel it. I bind their nobles. I bind their kings. I chain their movements and declare, hey, bashata, ho, mikande, yay, yay. Yay, 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 shati ba, yanka bakubasha, pankili mikikosa, robo salumandele de etoba. Hey, break every conspiracy, break every conspiracy, crash it, I crash it in the name of Jesus. I crash every demonic virus. I crash every conspiracy that would come online, every conspiracy that would come through the water, every conspiracy that come through the sea, through the animal kingdom, through the fire kingdom. I cancel it. I break it. Po shaba yambalebe hobia sikandele bahaya in the name of Jesus. Urabashate, Elabondala Kudala Makasai, Yem Bibie Kelemendele Kidolobo Kudala Hazia. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? This is the power of prayer. This is the power of intercessions. This is the power of standing. Baba, Babo, Bobo, Shabibibi, Ankala Mandiliosa. This is the power of standing before His Majesty and taking God at His word. Our God is not dead. He is alive. Did you hear me? I said, your God ain't dead. Your God's alive. And you got to fight the good fight of faith and trust that God is doing the supernatural. There's a conspiracy. There's a war against my life. There's a war that doesn't want me to have planes. I ain't getting no plane to be cute. Amen. We're doing what we're doing for ministry. But there's a fight. There's a conspiracy that doesn't want us to reach the place that we've been called to reach. But I declare that television is opening unto us now. Come on. Command it. Command increase to come for TV. Come on, KZC. Command increase to come for us to go on TV, whatever network we want to go on. Command increase. Declare that God is speaking to somebody and causing them to write a check for us to go on television. Amen. CBS, ABC, glory to God, TBN, The Word, Daystar. Amen. All equipment, everything that we need to do ministry. Command increase. I say command increase. Hey! Command increase. Hey, and it shall be even as God has spoken. You are blessed this morning. The favor of God is going to surround you like a shield. Conspiracies are going to be rebuked and countered. You must stay in prayer. I keep telling you, stay in prayer. Pray without ceasing. Men ought always to pray and to faint not. Pray without ceasing. Stay in prayer. Stay in intercession. Continue to call on the name of the Lord. Continue to decree those things. Amen. You shall decree a thing. And what does the Bible say? It shall be established. If that is true, then you got to continue to decree it and command it to be, even as you have spoken. God has never failed you yet, and he's not going to fail you now. He will do exactly what he said he's going to do. This is the hour of the miraculous. This is the hour of breakthrough. And this is the hour of turnaround. The favor of God is getting ready to overtake you, my God, like a whirlwind. We have prayer at 12 o'clock, all locations, 12 o'clock prayer. Charlotte, we have Bible study tonight, KCC, expecting you to be a part. Amen. You that are here, amen. Don't take no break, but we'll be out of church by 9 o'clock. That's my word. Amen. I'll be done talking by 8:45, and my God will receive our offering and be out of church by 9 o'clock. That's my word, and I'm going to see to it that we keep that and honor it so that you have the week to be with your family and give God thanks. But we'll be in prayer all week. Amen. We'll be in prayer, calling on the name of the Lord, believing and cursing accidents, incidents, bloopers, and blunders. Amen. The enemy always fights during holidays. I told you that God said this is going to be a sad Christmas. And you see what happened even on yesterday, I believe, concerning that Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. All right? 5 people dead, 40 hospitalized. A man went through there and ran over people with his car. We got to pray. There's an attack that the enemy is trying to do against his nation before Christmas, by Christmas. So we got to pray to stop it, to avert it, to hinder it. That's what the prayers of the righteous will do. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. And I'm excited about your future and mine. And know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I'll see you at 6 o'clock this evening for prayer as we call on the name of the Lord. More grace.